K-Man Country Rooster 101. That was Eric Church with Heart on Fire. I told you we'd talk about some very important local happenings. So fully vaccinated and securely verified travelers will no longer face multiple COVID tests after touching down in the Cayman Islands after government announced it was ditching the unpopular measure. Speaking at a press conference yesterday afternoon, Premier Wayne Panton said the number of COVID cases on island was starting to decrease and government felt confident in rolling back some of its control measures. Here is what he had to say about it.
And I'm going to say it's 95% of the concerns that were being addressed. Setting aside crews, I'm saying 95%. The two main issues that were identified to me in the past few weeks were, one, the gathering limits, which impacted the size of groups that hotels could get in, and secondly, it was the day 257 LFT testing regime. Both of those, as of tomorrow morning, will be addressed. So I know I've already had messages on my phone from some of the biggest tourism stakeholders in the country saying, thank you very much. We look forward to working together to continue to build tourism in this country. And we certainly will continue to address whatever issues we can. And we look forward to working with them to ensuring that our Caymanian people get back to working and being fully employed, and opportunities to be there for as many of them as possible.
Now we have with us Cayman Islands Tourism Association President Mark Langevin. He's here. Mark, I'd love to hear from you. Are you one of the happy stakeholders that the Premier is mentioning in his speech last night?
Good morning and thank you for having me on the show. Absolutely. I cannot make a demonstration because we're on a radio show, but I will do a cartwheel right now.
I've heard.
That is certainly a really renew even higher hope for the future. I think that is going to put us in a much more competitive comparison with the other destination in the region. We have been asking for that. And honestly, we were a little bit surprised yesterday that actually it went all out. We did not know that we will, we knew that a good news will happen. So we had information that, an announcement was going to be made. We didn't know at what level, they will remove one, two or three of those testing. And the fact that the government took it all out, that was honestly a little bit of a surprise for us, but a good surprise. And we're very excited. Now we are really gung-ho and ready to, we have a strong message now to send to all our business partner, travel agent, meeting planners, and our customers. So we're going to pick up the phone, send email, do whatever it takes. But, that is a great, great, great news.
You just mentioned something that's quite interesting to me, because I know previously you've said that government has not necessarily been the most communicative with the Cayman Islands Tourism Association. And you said it was a surprise to hear that they were going all out. Do you think that this is going to help the relationship moving forward?
Yeah, the relationship with the government has certainly improved. I mean, we can see that, their plan at the beginning was certainly the shock was back in September.
Yes.
When we were so ready to go. And it took us really back in time. Unfortunately, we will never be able to make up for that time. In retrospect, I understand the situation and how we got there, but it did not help our cause because, unfortunately, we still lost Christmas, January, February, and we certainly were way behind. But follow up after that, I think we were able to, rebuild that relationship, communication, and seeing how the government held to their promise over time, first that opening in November and then sticking out and helping us with the children, lifting the children, almost banned, I would say, unvaccinated children. And then, follow up in their process and bring it again to the next level of the reopening. We are still in phase 5, but it's phase 5A, and now it's a phase 5B and C and D. So we understand that there is some micro steps.
Yes.
And I think this time we did a very big leap.
It was
wonderful.
This is right in time for spring, but I want to ask you, do you think that, the removal of these LFTs, is that really going to remove 95% of the barriers for tourists, or are there residual concerns?
There is always a next. Every time you pass a hurdle, there is a next hurdle. The big one are obviously behind us, but there is still in the front some other hurdles. So I think the most important right now is work and partnership in not just thinking about the next hurdle, but starting to think about the next two or three or four, because you know, the first one was that. The next one is regaining the trust of our customers.
Yes.
Communicating to our, you know, as I said, to our business partner, but also to an airline. We need to make sure that everybody, you know, is beneficial in coming out. And further out, there is other hurdles that we'll have to look at. How do we maintain and support our staff while we ramp up? Because unfortunately, not only the hotels and accommodation and everybody has lost money in the first quarter, but our employees too. Usually, if you think about the cycle life of an employee, they are making a good amount of money between
There's a huge seasonality to it. It makes sense, yeah.
Correct. So now we're going to have to figure out how we can ensure that our employees, you know, can also sustain themselves through as we grow, because the full reopening is going to take time to get there. Can we improve the summertime? So we got to start to think ahead of the game. What is the next? And one of the big hurdles after that will be, do we have enough employees to obviously service our customers? Because if we can benefit from a growth of 10, 20 points of occupancy in the next 2 to 3 months, great news, but we need to also adapt to the employees.
You know, you're saying benefit from 10, 20 extra points, but the truth is we're coming up on summer right after the spring. So we're ready for spring, but then summer is after that, which is typically our low season. So tell me, when do you think we'll be back to where we were, the pre-pandemic level? Levels in our tourism industry?
Well, a couple of things. One is, I don't think we can throw away March and April, because right now, in the next, because we, as a all the large hotels, we share our information as far as occupancy forecast. And, you know, while we were going down and down and regressing in the past couple months, for the first time in the last reforecast that I just actually shared yesterday, we have actually moved up by a few points. So it's not over, and I don't want to suddenly give up on March and April. I think we have the opportunity now that we have a better messaging to actually grow further. So that's one thing. Summertime, I don't agree that it's actually a slow month, because actually it's a different type of customers. Maybe the rate might be differently, but I can promise you that we are still filling up our hotels and accommodation at 80 or 90%. So let's not say that summer doesn't exist. So currently, when I look at or what we have on the book for the summertime, we are not far behind. If I compare to, if I was putting myself back in February 2019,
yes,
looking at the summer,
yeah,
we are almost 10, maybe 10 points behind what we have on the book. So if we can, you know, if the airline keep on supporting us, that's why I say it's very important to communicate outside. If the airline keep on supporting us, if we keep on doing what we are doing right now, communicating to back to all our customers and so on, we could bring back to a certain level also the summertime. So I'm not sure that we're going to get to the 90%, but even if we can get it to a 70 or 80%, I think that will be a great gain. So later on, obviously, we all suffer through September and October.
Yes.
But you will be surprised. You know, October could start earlier. A lot of groups that used to, that have been displaced over the last 2 years, right now they are running out of location to go, out of place, and we could be surprised. What I can tell you is for Christmas 2022, our customers have already said, yes, we've come back.
Oh.
We have actually, in many of our hotels, early booking, 11 months before, and some of the hotels are already at 50%, 60%, 70% already on the book for December. So, you know, long term, our customers have already understood that there was no question they were going to come back after 2 years. I received so many emails from customers. It says, you know, we cannot wait to come back, you
That's
know, because
beautiful.
It has been 2 years without coming in Grand Cayman. We want to come back.
The other thing is, you know what? It's going to take a lot of work from the airlines in order to support those customers coming back. So when we come back, we're going to talk about that, the return of major U.S. airlines to Cayman. And Mark, are you going to stick around and talk a little bit more with us? We're so excited to have you.
I'd be happy to.
Thank you so much. Don't go anywhere. This is Cayman Country Rooster 101. Time now for Tim McGraw with 7500 OBO.